And Joey Niederlander had hired me to do this. So as I'm sitting there, and I don't remember who it was. I think it was like a Beach Boys show or something. Maybe it was a matinee or something on a Saturday. And I'm standing there with my little orange jacket on. And this guy comes up to me and he goes, "Is your name Halloran?" And I look at him and I go, "Yeah, why?" And he goes, "You're Mike Halloran?" I go, "Yeah, Mike Halloran." He goes, "My brother wasn't sure it was you. My name's Jeff Shoemaker." And he sticks his hand out. And I'm like, "I remember you. You're Kenny's brother." And he goes, "Yeah, Kenny's over there. He just wasn't sure it was you. So I'm here." And I go, so I talk to Kenny. We exchange phone numbers. And Jeff basically says, "I got a band. I want you to join my band." And I'm like looking at him and I'm like, "How do you know I play an instrument?" And he said, "Because everybody does," or something like this. He was just a real smart ass kid, still is to this day. And he goes, "Join my band. We're called The Plugs." So I ended up going over to his house, I think a week later, you know, back in those days, you know, living with my parents, I had to call his parents and get him on the phone. And I don't think I'd ever met his parents at that point, but I went over there. He lived out on the edge of Sterling Heights and edge of Troy, I think it was. I can't remember the cross streets, but almost Rochester, if you will. Drove over, brought my bass guitar over, and we jammed a couple of times. And at the time in the band, it was Greg, who's still, you know, technically the real guitar player that went all the way through. I think Kenny Krause was in the band at one point. And this guy called Doug Hutchison, who everybody knows now as the amazing actor that was in The Green Mile. He was the security guard in The Green Mile, who went on to notoriety and fame because he married like a 15-year-old girl. That's the Doug Hutchison that is the actor in Hollywood, was in the band at one point, in The Plugs. I'm not even sure if they were called The Plugs at that point, but Doug Hutchison ended up leaving town under weird circumstances. Apparently the Sterling Heights cops were after him because he'd been waving a plastic machine gun out of a window of a car. And they couldn't arrest him because he was under 18 at the time. So his mother whisked him off to Minneapolis, and then he basically disappeared off the face of the earth in Detroit and ended up resurfacing in Hollywood years later, The Green Mile, and became, you know, that part that he played was pretty intense. And, you know, he was in the band at one point too. I couldn't tell you if it was still called The Plugs at that point, but he was definitely one of the early members of that whole deal there. But it was Kenny Krause, myself, Jeff, Greg on guitar, and Richie was always on drums. They were all these Bishop Foley kids who basically put together bands, and then I was like the first outsider that came in. And because I'd gone to school in England, I was trying to bring my influences in marketing and all that kind of stuff. And it was all good for a while. The Plugs were really happy, did a bunch of things. I think I started playing, 2-3 times a month at various places. And it was easy to keep my careers separated because I would never play The Plugs on the radio because we didn't have a record out. Didn't have a record out probably till after, you know, we kind of dissolved the band at one point and then finally put the record out. And after we dissolved the band, that's when Rhythm Corps started. That's when I left DET